From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Okay, parents, cover the children's ears. Here comes some bathroom talk about, yes, paper toilet seat covers. You know them, you love them. Half the time they fall in before you sit down or they get wet, and makes you wonder, other than obeying that mother's voice in your head, are they really necessary? Maybe not. Critics say you're more likely to pick up infection-causing germs when you touch the toilet seat to put the paper on than you would just bare-bumming it. In fact, infections of the netherworld are mainly transmitted by direct physical contact, person to person, so the chance of getting an infection from the toilet seat is very, very low. And while it's theoretically possible to pick up parasites like lice, ew, the Centers for Disease Control say even that's unlikely. Lice can't live away from a human body for very long. And besides, hello, toilet seats aren't even that dirty. In 1998, scientists at the University of Arizona measured bacteria levels in various parts of household kitchens and bathrooms. By far, the most bacteria were found in the kitchen sink, specifically in sponges or dishcloths. The least bacteria? The humble John. In short, man, free the toilet seats. But after you do, please, kids, remember, wash your hands.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.com.